This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, search efforts continue in a western Alaska village after Typhoon Halong battered much of the region. And in Wyoming, Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated with a traditional food considered to have spiritual properties. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Searches continue for two people missing from a western Alaska village after remnants of Typhoon Halong left one dead and much of the region devastated by high winds and flooding. But large-scale search and rescue efforts are largely on hold pending new information. The U.S. Coast Guard, Alaska State Troopers, and Alaska National Guard say they were unable to locate a floating house and its occupants before they suspended their active search Monday night. Coast Guard Captain Christopher Culpepper says the search covered dozens of square miles around the village of Kwikilangok using helicopters, planes, drones, and more.
Suspending an active search is always a tough decision to make, and it is especially difficult in this situation where the Kwikilangok community is already suffering so much.
Alaska State Troopers identified the missing people as 71-year-old Vernon Pauville and 41-year-old Chester Kashatuk and said they had found the body of 67-year-old Ella Mae Kashatuk. All three lived in the hard-hit village of Kwikilangok and members of the same family. Bria Paul knew them well. She says she saw their house floating off its foundation as floodwaters rose on Sunday.
They were the most kindest people I've ever met. They didn't have much, but they always, always had a positive mindset, and they always greeted anyone. They welcomed everyone to their home. They deserve to be searched. Their names deserve to be heard.
A mass evacuation is underway for the communities of Kipnuk and Kwikilangok, where 1,000 people were sheltering in schools after Sunday's storm. On Wednesday and Thursday, hundreds of evacuees boarded planes bound for Anchorage at the Alaska Army National Guard hangar in Bethel. The city of Anchorage is preparing to welcome up to 2,000 people displaced by the catastrophic storm. Community members spent the day at the Wind River Tribal Buffalo Initiative headquarters on Indigenous Peoples Day. A workshop led by a Northern Arapaho member Big Wind Carpenter had them making patties out of choke cherries.
This is like the best berry of all. It has cultural properties. It has spiritual properties. It's important that we continue this tradition because it's becoming lost. A lot of folks, they were walking over 5 miles a day. You would use this as, you know, your original energy bar. There's like 5 mortar and pestles over here. You just throw this in there, about a handful, and you're gonna start just going for it. All right, who wants to try this out?
It's hard to tell if it's getting small enough.
So inside of the pit, there's a nut, and inside the nut is the fatty acids, right? On the exterior of that is this precursor to cyanide, essentially. So macerating it is what creates that smell. You get hints of vanilla and like all of these things, like the more you just keep going.
That's a really good one. Does it have to be flatter like that?
Yeah, flat.
I am putting some choke cherries down on this little piece of paper so that they'll dry out. I've kind of ground it into as fine of a paste as I can, but the seeds are quite hard, so it took some time.
Our participants have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 patties, and we had 5 people going, making their little mortars.
The people then celebrated the 3rd annual Buffalo Bash, a night of music and food. It's the first bash since both tribes reclassified bison as wildlife. The story was produced by Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.